The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. Host Mark Goldstein introduces you to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry and gives you the tools you need to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community. Now, here's your host, Mark Goldstein.
And welcome to The Shepherd at Work. I'm Mark Goldstein, as you heard in the intro, and in the studio with me today. I say this all the time, Pete. I have dear friends, but you are a dear friend. Pete Fulch, Peter Fulch Jr., like I said, a dear friend. But again, in wanting to bring people on, Mike, that really understand bringing Christ into the marketplace. If you go to Webster's Dictionary and look that up, Pete's picture would be there. Pete, you have been primarily in the restaurant industry. You've worked for some of the largest restaurant chains in the world. You are a consultant. You're a trainer, a speaker, a coach. But one of the things I want you to share real quick, you are an ultra marathoner. What does that mean?
Well, good morning, Mark, and thank you for having me on, and thank you listeners out there listening. Again, my name is Pete Fulch. Again, to God be the glory for all of this. I've done about 30, close to 30 marathons and about 8 ultra-distance marathons. The difference between a marathon is 26.2 miles. Ultra is basically anything beyond that. So I've gone as far as 100 kilometers, 62 miles. That's my longest. But greater than that, I've had the blessing of training some 47 other people to run their very first half marathon or full distance marathon. So that's what I really love and get a jazz out of doing is helping others complete that distance.
And quick question. Every time I've seen you run, you carry the American flag. Why?
Yeah. Back in 2019 at the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C., I challenged myself to carry the American flag, full-size flag, for 26.2 miles in that race, and that was 2019. And I saw the reaction of our veterans and the reaction of others so I decided to continue. So I've now run 4,500 miles wow. carrying the flag to honor our veterans and also just to express my gratefulness for this nation.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Mark.
Sure. So, Pete, with all of the experiences that you've had, how do you shine the light of Christ in all of your career pursuits?
That's a great question. And I think the first thing that comes to mind in terms of being a light for Christ out there is wherever God has you is to really be excellent in what you're doing. Whatever that role is, be excellent with your speech, be excellent with your honoring of authority, team support. Be excellent with your encouragements, your service to others, having that other-centered attitude, relationships you build with people. Sometimes as a supervisor, you get asked to do more than just be a supervisor, your respect level for folks, sacrifice for others, integrity, upholding boundaries. And lastly, of the 13 I have noted here, just doing everything in the spirit of love.
So what we want to do is I want to alert our listeners that you are, you know, obviously you're on the show today. You're going to be back in 2 weeks because I really want to flesh out all of these 13 points. So we'll see how many we can do today. And then in 2 weeks' time, you'll be back to share the rest of them. And then I'm sure that when we get done, if there's a way people want to get a copy of that, we're going to make that available to them too.
Sure.
So you mentioned the first one, not necessarily in order of importance, but maybe they are. The first one is speech.
Yes, I think it's so important of how we talk and the words we use. And I have a story back in my career when I was assistant manager back in Minneapolis with Burger King. I remember the day I got promoted, my district supervisor comes in and announces my promotion and I'm all excited. And he says, but wait a minute, Pete, I'm doing something I normally don't do. I'm putting you in a restaurant that is severely underperforming. But I normally don't do that with general managers, but I think you can make a difference there. And this restaurant was bottom of the barrel in the market in terms of a lot of the metrics that we measure restaurants by. And the employees, the managers have been through a lot of turnover. Some of the employees have been wounded. So one of the first things I did taking over the restaurant is I interviewed and sat down and had one-on-one with all my employees and managers. I want to get a pulse of what they were thinking and feeling. And one of the things I noticed was their language. Their language was very negative. They're down on themselves. They're down on the restaurant. They're down on the restaurant's potential. So we made a lot of changes, but one of the things we did is we came up with something called the positive power word of the day. And the positive power word of the day, how that worked is we wanted to choose a power word to describe every day and what we're going to be, do, or the result we're going to create. So let's say Monday's word, the word is outstanding. Hey, how's your day going to go? Outstanding. How are the Whoppers going to taste? They're going to taste outstanding. What's the speed of service going to be like on drive-thru? Outstanding. Tuesday's word's tremendous. Hey, what are the smiles going to look like today on the counter? They're going to be tremendous. What's our attention to detail going to be on the restrooms? It can be tremendous. Now, as I rolled this out to the team, there was some pushback. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, Pete. We don't talk like this. It seems kind of weird. Seems kind of silly.
Hokey.
So, yeah, exactly.
Cheesy.
So I said, how many of you are familiar with Winnie the Pooh? Oh, yeah, we know about Winnie the Pooh. How many are familiar with a character called Eeyore?
Oh, yeah.
How does Eeyore sound? Well, you know, Pooh Bear, I think it's going to be another bad day today. And so... So they gave it the old college try. And what I noticed three weeks later, I started seeing my employees get into it. I started to see some people take ownership of those words. And what happened to my restaurant operationally, that restaurant became one of the top performing restaurants in the Twin Cities market. 9 months in a row, it was number one in Secret Shopper survey scores. And that experience not only was changing for the restaurant, it was life-changing for the employees and for me also to really see it fleshed out when the Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue. It says that in Proverbs 18:21. So,
and you know, what I like about this, Pete, is that every word that you used, you could find in the Bible, but nobody could ever say to you, you're quoting scripture.
Correct.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Honor authority. You were an authority there. People had to honor you. So walk us through honor with the honor authority.
Yeah. In my career, I've had positions in the restaurant. I've also had positions where I've worked at the corporate office support center in a support role or training role. And years ago, I worked with Darden Restaurants, and I'm so appreciate Darden allowed us to have a prayer group that was meeting before hours, before work hours or after work hours on campus. And as we got permission to do that, there was you know, just some guidelines for us. And we utilized the email. About a little over 100 employees end up signing up for the email to share prayer requests. And so we had a particular dear employee who was very, her heart was in the right place, but she wanted to continue. She wanted to share chain letters. And so there'd be the message, gospel message there, but then, hey, you know what, if you want to, you know, if you send this to you, send this to 20 others, you're going to, you know, those kinds of, right. You've seen those.
Oh yeah.
And so I got together with the leadership team of the group of our prayer group and, just prayed through because we wanted to address this with love and grace. And we, approached that, that employee and was able to have the issue rectified. But what it sent to the leaders was that, hey, we are under your authority. And even though the message may be, we align with the message, but the methodology of that
right.
message
exactly.
was not in line. And so we wanted to honor, I mean, we're under employment authority, parental authority, spiritual authority, government authority. So it's important for us Christians that we honor that authority that God puts us under.
So before we take the break, I think we have time to do one more, which sure. kind of ties in with that, is the team support.
Yeah. I mean, out there in the workplace, in the corporate office, there are things, you know, it can be a competitive place. And sometimes, again, God puts you in situations where, you know, your attitude, you need, that's part of how you, we, at Darden, a lot of times our offices got shuffled. And the current office I had in this particular role I had was a pretty nice office with a you know, a desk and an area where we can have a meeting and a view of the water. And I'm not in the office size, but that just happened to be where I was. Well, and office change took place, and they reshuffled a few. A particular team was expanding their offices, And so I got switched to an office that was about a third of the size.
Ah.
And no windows. And the person taking the other office was two salary grades below where I was. So my boss was concerned, how you feel about this? And I told my boss, I said, you know what? Attitude is everything. We're going to make this work. And I could see the relief on his face when I responded that way. Not my first choice to be here, but you know what? I'm about supporting the team and supporting what's best for the greater Darden organization here.
So. Absolutely. So before we get in, because I want to be very faithful to this next one, because I really love it, bringing hope and encouragement. We live in a time, my golly, we see it all the time where we interview people that the world is different. The world has changed. And there's a lot of people that are in a very dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dark at home, and maybe they're not going to church anymore. And they go to work. They spend all the time there. So that's really now where people need to find hope and encouragement. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. So far, the three we've talked about is speech. Your words matter.
Mm-hmm.
Honor authority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was reading, Mike, yesterday I was reading in Romans about the fact that we're supposed to be under authority.
Right.
Regardless of how nasty certain presidents are, we honor authority. And then the teams.
You're speaking very generally, of course.
Of course, of course.
Of course.
But, you know, it is true. Just because we're in one party doesn't mean we shouldn't pray and encourage the other. So anyhow, we're with Pete Fulch, and we're talking about the 13 elements of excellence in the marketplace. And you're listening to The Shepherd at Work, and we'll be back in just a minute.
The U.S. Christian Business Expo and National Conference takes place on October 13th and 14th in beautiful Orlando, Florida. The theme for this year's event is God's Economy, Believers Doing Business in the Marketplace, and features internationally known speakers and authors who will share their expertise on the seven pillars of success, including Jason Noble, the real pastor from the powerful movie Breakthrough. You'll be inspired by the worship experience led by Christian recording artist Mac Powell, former lead singer of Third Day. There's also a Christian Business Expo that's open to the public, so you'll meet people who you'd want to do business with and who'd want to do business with you. For more event information on how to be an exhibitor or to purchase tickets, visit uschristianchamber.com. That's uschristianchamber.com.
Once again, here's Mark Goldstein.
And we're back for our second segment of The Shepherd at Work. Mark Goldstein here with Pete Fulch, who is an expert in excellence and a pretty good ultra marathon runner. You put those two together and he's a good person? No. Pete, before we ended, we knew that the next segment the next element we were going to talk about is bringing hope and encouragement during this crazy time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always going to be in crazy time. We have it in the future. So how do we bring hope and encouragement in the marketplace?
Well, thank you, Mark. And again, that is so important. And I do want to just stress to the listeners also, again, all of this is to the glory of God. As I share with you these stories here, I didn't get it right every single time, but these are some key things in my career that really just really stood out and really just spoke to me about how God can work through your life. And as far as hope and encouragement, there was a time I worked in what was called employee relations. And so there were three of us handling about 450, close to 500 restaurants. And
wow.
So when an employee would call one of us representatives in employee relations, it generally was not to tell us how wonderful things are in the restaurant. It was that, you know, there was an issue they wanted our help in resolving. And some of those calls were managers being proactive. I need to take some action on an employee. I need some advice and counsel. So with all of those calls, we fielded quite a few of them here. There was a particular restaurant that we were receiving calls every day from. And it was troubling because it was not just employees, it was managers. And it was struggling performance-wise, operationally. And so my directors asked me if I would actually go visit the restaurant to just go get see things firsthand. What is really going on? So if I have to leave, three of us has to travel somewhere, that's a big deal. Yeah. So there was almost the feeling a little bit that at this restaurant, I was going to need to kind of clean house and maybe let go of the entire management team. So as I got together with the managers, had a one-on-one, and with the general manager, my assessment of her was just, she was very talented, been with the company a long time, just kind of lost her way, lost her confidence. And her next right-hand person actually was very, very hesitant to spend any time with me because she was thinking she was on her way out. She was just, you know, and so long story short, work with her and the other managers. And my position changed as I was, I see possibilities here. I see that we can work this out. I still got the commitment, we can make this work. So what I ended up doing is, again, consulting with my boss and the employee relations team here. I ended up working with that restaurant for the next 16 weeks from Orlando. I got them the book called The Leader in You, Winning Friends and Influencing People by Dale Carnegie. Mm-hmm. And we went through chapter by chapter, week after week. And they had a new director in place there also. So he went through that also. And the restaurant took a turn. Wow. The managers took a turn. And what ended up happening is a year later, that restaurant achieved Diamond Club status.
Wow.
And to get to Diamond Club, you have to be in the top 5% in multiple metrics out there. So this general manager ended up becoming a director after winning a Diamond Club. Her right-hand manager, she got promoted to general manager. She ended up earning 2 Diamond Clubs at that restaurant and got promoted to director. The next manager took over. They also earned a Diamond Club. So that restaurant ended up earning, in 4 years in a row, 4 Diamond Club awards. And I remember visiting the restaurant some years later, and they were very proud to show me on the wall in the lobby those awards. And that one manager who was hesitant to meet with me, she now is a senior vice president of operations. So,
Pete, what this shows is what happens when, instead of just doing the knee-jerk reaction and firing the lady, getting her out of there, you extended the healing ministry of Christ. You were salt and light in this whole situation, and there was restoration. But let's look at the financial. Let's say y'all would have let her go. What would have been the cost in dollars and cents of replacing her with the type of people that she became?
Right. Absolutely. And turnover is very costly in a sense. And you know, to quantify, I mean, when you let go of a manager, it's generally about 60% of their salary.
Wow.
That is costing you to replace that person. So, the costs avoided of not, and like I said, restoring. And that's, and it's just, it was, I, you know, we didn't talk a lot, didn't mention Christ. I know it's the spirit of that book. The Leader in You has a little bit of a spiritual theme to it, but they were able to just see once again the unusualness of saying, you know what, I believe we can make this work. I believe we can pull this out, and we did.
This next element is awful intriguing. Service to others and ask for forgiveness.
Yeah. At another restaurant group I was with, I was director of leadership development for them. We rolled out a service excellence program. Again, this was trying to kind of make a turn for about 105 restaurants here. So we visited a restaurant and rolled out a service excellence program in Southwest Florida at one of our locations there. And the 3 days of being there involved training with the entire team, management team and staff, spending some time coaching on the floor during shifts, and just doing some individual one-on-ones with the managers also. And so very long days, very in the restaurant all day long, either teaching, training, observing. And So the room that they had us training in was set up in a U-shape in what they call their banquet room, and it was very tight in there. So we've got the U-shape, we've got the PowerPoint, we've got the projection. So because of how tight it was in there and my size, I was blocking people's view and the projection. So what I end up doing is I took a knee as an instructor, almost like a coach kind of talking in a huddle to make sure that they could see appropriately the video and visuals. And so here's somebody from the corporate office coming in and teaching on their knees. And so again, it just kind of resonated that, hey, I'm here to serve you. I'm going to do whatever it takes to take care of you. Then on the floor for one of the shifts, as I'm observing and watching what's going on, I happen to notice that hosts were in the host stand, they were getting backed up with guests that need to be seated. So from across the dining room, I looked at the general manager and I kind of did a point to indicate they need some help up there. And the immediate after I pointed, I said, "Why did you do that? You didn't need to point." I felt bad about that. And so after the shift, as we sat down and talked about things, I said, "You know what? I want to apologize. On that interaction, I should not have pointed to you and pointed up. Okay. Please forgive me." And I remember his reaction. I said, "Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Nobody talks like that." Yeah. But again, it was humility. I recognized that in that moment, I made a mistake. I shouldn't be pointing. That's not a good thing to do. And yet, and so I needed to ask for forgiveness for that. And I think that for him, the general manager, that's like, wow, that's so unusual.
I remember being in an interaction with Brad Rex, former president of Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And he shared something that's always stayed with me and is powerful. As a leader, there's three statements that you need to know and use. "I was wrong. I'm sorry. Please forgive me."
Yep.
And that diffuses an unbelievable amount of issues that you have.
Absolutely. And an interesting footnote to all this, when he provided feedback, because they had asked him for feedback on how the training, 3-day training experience went, this is the words, I've never heard this described for training. He says, "Yes, when Pete and his team were here, the earth moved."
Ah. Now, if you were in California teaching, that could have been.
So that's how excited he was after the 3 days of training and such. So again, to God be the glory on all of it there.
So let's look at one more point for this show today, is other-centered attitude. I guess that's other-centered attitude.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes. And what I'm kind of referring to there is after that restaurant where we dramatically turned things around for Burger King, I've got transferred to downtown Minneapolis, a very, very challenging restaurant right in the heart of downtown Minneapolis, a double-decker, 250-seat restaurant, very urban, and a turnover 360%.
Wow.
It was just having all kinds of struggles. And so what I did is, because I wanted to get to know these folks, so I took time to get to know them, step into their world, because many of them came from some very hard situations. Mm-hmm. And so how I rallied that team is because I took the time to get to know them. And that spoke volumes when you say, you know, when you communicate that I care about you.
And, you know, nowadays when people are very hypersensitive to even their pronouns, getting to know a person and knowing who they are and the steps they're in is huge.
It is huge.
So, yeah. Pete, we've gotten through six. We'll do the other seven in 2 weeks when you're back.
Sounds good.
And what I'm looking forward to, the first one we're going to talk about is relationships, which I love. So, Pete, thank you so much for being with us today. And I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Mark. It's been my pleasure. Thank you, listeners out there. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week as Mark will introduce you to another marketplace leader who will show you how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. The Shepherd at Work, sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production. Hey, this is Mike Gilland, Operations Manager at the Shepherd Radio Network, with a special invitation for you to join me daily, Monday through Friday, for my show, Afternoons with Mike. Our show is aired at 3.05 p.m. and replayed twice, first the same night at 9.05 p.m., then the next morning at 10.05 a.m. It's my privilege to have a wide variety of guests on my show, ranging from senators to pastors, celebrities to singers and businessmen and women. The common thread to each episode is our goal to look at life through the lens of a biblical worldview. You can listen on air to any of the three Shepherd stations in Florida. Plus, you can listen online at our homepage, theshepherdradio.com. Listen on demand to our podcast, available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. All you have to do is use the search phrase, Afternoons with Mike.